Welcome to Bible Insights with Wayne Conrad. God's Word is a lamp to our feet and a light to our path. Today's subject, watch. What I say to you, I say to everyone, watch. Mark 13:37. This word watch was constantly on the lips of Jesus. He repeatedly told his disciples to watch. Be on guard. Be alert. Stay awake. Here are a few of Jesus' statements. Luke 21:34. But watch yourselves, lest your hearts be weighed down with dissipation and drunkenness and cares of this life, and that day come upon you suddenly like a trap. Therefore stay awake, for you do not know on what day your Lord is coming. Matthew 24:42. And then if anyone says to you, look, here is the Christ, or look, there he is, do not believe it. For false Christs and false prophets will arise and perform signs and wonders to lead astray, if possible, even the elect. Be on guard. I have told you all things beforehand. Mark 13:21. Not only does Jesus issue this command, but it is emphasized throughout the New Testament. The Christian life should be characterized by this attitude of spiritual watchfulness. Believers are exhorted to be on the spiritual alert at all times. Paul exhorts us in 1 Corinthians 16:13, be watchful, stand firm in the faith, act like men, be strong. Since watchfulness is stressed by both Jesus and his apostles, in what areas do we need to be on the alert? One area is that of spiritual and mental readiness for the return of Christ Jesus. Jesus said in Luke 12, if the master of the house had known at what hour the thief was coming, he would not have left his house to be broken into. You also must be ready, for the Son of Man is coming at an hour you do not expect. And Mark 13, therefore keep watch, because you do not know when the owner of the house will come back, whether in the evening or at midnight or when the rooster crows or at dawn. If he comes suddenly, do not let him find you sleeping. What I say to you, I say to everyone, watch. The Lord wants us to be wide awake spiritually and on the lookout for his approach to earth in power and great glory. Another area of watchfulness concerns the affairs of this world. Our Lord warns us about being overcome with the pressures and the cares of this life, and thus Christ's return would catch us unaware. We can be so consumed with this world's events and activities that we will not be eagerly awaiting Christ's return. In fact, we can be ignorant that this life and its cares are giving way to an eternal state. Therefore, we must watch and pray. Only then can we learn to keep the affairs of this life in their proper perspective. Paul writes in Titus 2, we should live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present age, looking for the blessed hope and the glorious appearing of our great God and Savior, Jesus Christ. Watchfulness, our spiritual attentiveness, is also to characterize the whole of our Christian life and conduct. We must be vigilant in regard to sneak attacks from the devil, the enemy of our souls. Resistance through the Word of God is our responsibility. This includes being on guard against temptation. Keep watching and praying that you may not enter into temptation. James 4:7. Submit yourselves therefore to God. Resist the devil and he will flee from you. Matthew 26:13. Watch and pray that you may not enter into temptation. The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak. Another area in which Scripture exhorts us to be watchful is that of false teaching and of false teachers. Listen to Paul's exhortation to the Ephesian elders in Acts 20. Be on guard for yourselves and for all the flock that the Holy Spirit has appointed you to as overseers to shepherd the church of God, which he purchased with his own blood. I know that after my departure, savage wolves will come in among you, not sparing the flock, and men will rise up from your own number with deviant doctrines to lure the disciples into following them. Therefore, be on the alert. He describes the false teachers who would arise as savage wolves seeking to devour sheep. Even among Christian disciples in their local gatherings, false teachers would arise drawing disciples after themselves. This theme of alertness with regard to false teaching was also sounded by our Lord Jesus. He warned about the false teaching of the Pharisees and the legalists, who did everything for outward show. To his own disciples, Jesus said, "Be careful not to practice your righteousness in front of people in order to be noticed by them. If you do, you will have no reward from your Father in heaven." And he also issued exhortation concerning our attitudes and our relationships to material wealth. Jesus said to them, "Take care, be on your guard against all covetousness, for one's life does not consist in the abundance of possessions." Luke 12:15. And Paul writes in 1 Timothy 6 to Timothy, in the discharge of his ministry, "As for the rich in this present age, charge them not to be haughty, and not to set their hopes on the uncertainty of riches, but only on God, who richly provides with everything to enjoy. They are to do good, to be rich in good works, to be generous and ready to share, thus storing up treasure for themselves as a good foundation for the future, so that they may take hold of that which is truly life." Now, on the positive side of watchfulness, the Christian must be watchful in his life to attend to the doctrine of Scripture and the experiencing of the power of God's Word in our lives, transforming them so that we may truly rejoice when Christ appears in glory. Peter tells us, "Prepare your minds for action, keep a clear head, and set your hope completely on the grace to be given you when Jesus the Messiah is revealed." It is as we live in conscious awareness that Christ watches us and is ready to help strengthen us spiritually, that we can eagerly await his return in spiritual readiness for the completion of our salvation. Charles Wesley prayed thusly, "I want a principle within, a watchful godly fear, a sensibility of sin, a pain to feel it near. Help me the first approach to feel a pride or wrong desire, to catch the wandering of my will and quench the kindling fire." Another old gospel song by Fanny Crosby poses the question, "Oh, can you say we're ready, brother, ready for the soul's bright home? Say, would he find you and me still watching, waiting, waiting when the Lord shall come?" God grant that he will. This has been Wayne Conrad with Bible Insights. The next time, keep looking to Jesus Christ. Thank you.